We learned about prostate orgasms. He taught us about Modest Mouse.
Yes. Whoa.
Modest Mouse?
I was waiting on that.
What is up, everybody? You have just tuned in to the Tether Radio Podcast, the only podcast keeping you from spiraling out into the infinite abyss. I'm your host, Daniel, and I'm joined this week by Allie and Larry.
Hey.
Yo, bitch is back.
Oh,
what
shit.
Up? What up, hoes?
He's coming back. No, put your pants back on.
We're kicking him back off the podcast.
Damn, dude. No, I knew those were tearaway pants, but like, damn, I didn't know what he had in store for us.
I can't believe you let him in.
Yeah. Yeah, my bad. I know everyone was like, where's Larry? Oh, my God.
It's true. Dude, you don't realize how often that question gets asked.
Yeah, but...
Where's Larry? He is an easy roast. Get him back.
And then he comes... and then he comes back and we're like... Oh.
Every time.
So good. Yeah, it's so sweet.
All right, I'm getting chubbed.
Oh,
whoa,
damn.
No.
Honestly, his computer just lifted off of his lap. It was kind of impressive. So.
Nah, I had a little stomach bug last week, so I said, fuck it. No, not really. I did have a stomach bug. No,
but, it was a bug of the worst variety.
But I still planned on coming to the podcast. And in general.
I was like, you need to finish that sentence real quick.
But I overslept.
As hey, usual. It happens when we plan to record at 6 p.m.
Sure, normal.
Well, no, like, I went home and I was like, okay, I'm going to take a small nap just to feel better, like let my stomach settle down. Because
I'm once again telling you, you cannot ever sleep without an alarm.
Well, I was just like, you know, it's 3 o'clock. I'm sure that I will not sleep for that long. And then I wake up at 6:30 and I'm like, shit, fuck my life.
So. Yes. No, you woke up and then it was like, I'm still in bed. Sorry. That's all I got. Anywho, so we got Allie and Larry back in the studio that I'm going to refer to this boxed in room
fuck
as.
It, dude. Anything's a studio if you try hard enough, you know?
Hey, man. Well, I have some other things to say, but I won't because my wife listens to this podcast. either or, you know, I mean, what one of you guys want to give some highlights of your week thus far?
I will dive right in and tell you that I'm getting double vaxxed.
Like, girl.
No, like, I'm already fully vaxxed and I'm going to get another.
Okay.
Because fuck it. It's bad. Like, well,
I heard that X-ray vision's the next step.
See, and I'm aiming for that.
Yeah, and then flight.
No.
Will they let you, though, if you've already been vaccinated, or are you just going to lie?
All they ask you is if you've already had this shot, and I haven't. I had a different flavor.
Mm. Damn.
I feel like you're going to fuck yourself on that one.
No, I've had friends do it, and doctors are recommending it.
Really?
Yeah. There's quite a bit of, not quite, there's some research out on it, and there's not really anything negative.
I mean, like,
it's
so
back,
after
dude.
One...
It's no, back.
Okay. But after one, it's... You're supposed to have, like, mild to no symptoms. Like, you might get it,
my
but
friend,
it's like...
I got the Johnson & Johnson, the one and done. And my friend that got it, he just got... He's been dead for the last, like, 4 days. And he finally got a test today, and it came back positive.
So he, they resurrected him?
No, it was all he could do to shower and to drive to Walgreens to get a test.
Well, dude, that was one of my stories.
Yeah?
But what?
So I had a friend.
What shot did he get?
He got Johnson & Johnson. Like,
see,
I didn't.
Maybe it's just that one, because that one's a joke.
Well, but, it's supposed to have like the best resistance against the Delta variant.
Okay.
Against Delta. Okay. Against Delta. All right.
Anyway, you're a friend.
Okay, so this is the other thing that I was going to, that actually Larry and I were talking a little bit prior to recording.
Uh-oh.
Well, no, isn't, if you get it, you're supposed to be protected against what's currently around for a while.
Yeah.
Is this not seeming very reminiscent of a flu vaccine?
I mean, it might be, but like, this might be, I mean, it's worse than the flu.
Okay, so let's roll with that it's worse with worse than the flu.
Okay. No, we're not okay. just rolling with it. It's a fact.
Well, okay. That's fine.
I can't say it firsthand because I've never had the flu, but I have had COVID.
But this is my question. So are you saying that we're going to have to be getting shots every 6 months?
Supposedly, that's what the general consensus was.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a fucking virus. What did you expect?
But my question is, so we're going to have to do shots every 6 months for the rest of our lives?
I've been on antidepressants for most of my adult life. That's just how medicine works.
Yeah, David. Man, I've been on birth control for...
Wait, no, time out.
22 years.
Time out. Birth control is apples to oranges.
Why can't first be compared?
Wait, time out.
That's a little dicky reference
You ain't getting pregnant.
It's not about just
that.
Dude.
It's about all kinds of stuff.
Like skincare.
Yeah.
No, I'm not arguing that, but I'm saying that if you're saying the primary reason of birth control is in the name. Oh my God, you're right. I'm fighting against.
That's a use for it, but I'm telling people use it for other things.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, and we'll move on. So my little thing about COVID was had a buddy come down with it, and it really sucked because he tested positive, had to quarantine on day two. His wife went into labor.
Oh.
So he is currently laid up, and I've been texting with him every day.
Yeah.
Just being like, what's your symptoms? You know, what's going on? And I'm going from memory, and I've had obviously some booze, so bear with me. But basically it was very, very intense flu stuff. Mm-hmm. But his blood pressure was super low for him, which normally it's high. But this dude, if I was a betting man, I'd say that his blood pressure is normally super fucking low. So not super low, but low. So I don't know if it's fluid loss kind of thing. So there's a couple different ways to increase blood pressure. You can make the heart beat faster. You can increase volume, fluids, and I know I'm forgetting one. Well, basically, how hard the if you do a vasodilator, and all the pharmacists out there, I know that I have a couple of pharmacy friends that listen to this. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I probably am. I've been out of the practice for a hot minute, but. It sounded like a whole lot of fluid loss because he also had a fever. Mm-hmm. So, dude, when you spike a fever, you're losing fluids like fucking crazy. The second or third day, second day, I guess, he started having almost like mild shingles, like in regards to sensitivity of his skin. It was kind of strange, but he was saying that it seemed a lot more intense than flu kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it was just like, just super tired, super fatigued. Just like that's. I think I summed that up. I hope I did all right. But, at this point, that's what
my friend's like. He's
like super, you don't want to even move kind of thing.
Like no appetite. He has no sense of smell. And I was like, are you stuffed up? He's like, no, not at all. And I'm like, that's it, buddy.
And that was the other thing.
And he
knew congestion. Yeah. No issues with like smell, taste, nothing like that.
Yeah.
And no breathing issues.
Yeah.
Dude, which is kind of interesting.
You want to know the weirdest thing about COVID and like from the first time that I caught it, and hopefully the only time that
I was okay. like, excuse me? Excuse me, Poppy.
There it is. It's not like the health implications. Yeah, I get it. You're going to feel like shit and whatever. I can deal with that. For me, the stress of it is catching it and work. Just so how far behind you get. And it's like, even if I get it, like the way that my company works is if I get it, anyone around me has to get tested.
Sure.
And if they test positive,
and they have to quarantine, it's a fucking and like shit, it is show, a dude. Cascade of a shit show.
Yeah, and but things cannot stop. So my biggest worry is not if I catch it again, how bad am I going to feel? My biggest worry is if I catch it again, I'm fucked at work. Like sure. I, yeah. you know, that yeah. is a stressor for me.
Oh yeah,
when
yeah.
it comes to the COVID.
Oh, dude, I mean it is just. It is a stressor for everyone. Yeah. And the reason that I say that is because if anyone gets it, they immediately think, oh my God, who have I been around? Yeah. Like, did I go to something that it would potentially spread and like shut down some business or whatever? Like, literally, at this point, and maybe from my perspective, at this point, it's more about productivity than it is actual like health
mm-hmm.
kind of thing yeah. or
it shouldn't be that
I'll
way
say,
either.
I'll say for our no. for our demographic yeah. kind of thing, because I mean like dude, we're pretty fucking healthy like mm-hmm. younger people. It's probably not gonna like railroad us,
yeah,
but who are we around and stuff, and yeah. like who is it going to railroad? What businesses will it shut down because we love to frequent a fucking whatever local coffee shop that, you know,
mm-hmm.
you put a glass back and they don't wash it properly or something like that. Or whatever, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, like, yeah, it's just, there's just so much that comes with literally anybody coming down with this stuff yeah. at this point.
Yeah.
But, sure. yeah, so, I don't know. I got nothing other than that.
My
wow,
week
like, honestly, let's start off on,
yeah,
like...
anything else. Sorry.
Yeah, holy fuck.
I'm just saying I'm getting superpowers soon is all I'm saying.
What? No, I noticed when Allie walked in today...
I have not had it yet.
But you were glowing.
Yeah. What's the opposite of an afterglow?
Pre-glow?
Sure.
Pre-glow? Yeah.
Sure. I don't think there is one.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Anyway.
Anti-glow.
I don't have anything for the week. It's been boring.
Well, let me tell you about.
I live a boring life.
Well, so you missed out on last week.
Uh huh.
But my son was.
I have thoughts on last week's episode.
Okay.
Well,
don't let me finish, please. Go ahead.
Anyway, I wasn't going to. But yeah, go ahead.
Finn had fucking. We just finished his fucking eye drops for having pink eye. Have you administered eye drops to a fucking 3-year-old?
Thankfully not.
Yeah. Ugh. I'm not going to lie. Don't try. Like, just extract the eyes. Like, that's the better option at that point.
One time my son had to get blood drawn, and he freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
He's like, they took my blood. I want it back.
Like, he's like, do your test and then fucking put it back.
He wasn't freaking out because of the pain or anything. He was freaking out because they took it and he wanted it back. And I'm like, no, they need it. I mean, it wasn't even that he was sick. I think it was like just as a regular checkup or whatever.
Sure, sure.
And he freaked out, threw a fucking tantrum. And so the way that I calmed him down is I convinced him that the shot he was getting was his cleaned blood, and they were pumping it back in.
Yeah.
That's a good way to think of it.
Yeah. No, dude, I'm telling you, as a parent, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, you come up with the most creative ways to, like, be like, oh, no, they're just doing this, and they're just going to give it right back,
isn't
and
that
it'll
how
be better.
Isn't that how religion works, too?
So. Oh.
Probably.
Hot take. Woo! Hey.
I was trying to think of what else... went on this week. My God, dude. I've just been looking so forward to the weekend.
I know. I just said the other day, I was like, I'm going to start writing down cool things to talk about. And did I? No.
Nah.
Well,
because I basically hibernated this week. Like, it's too hot to do anything, and I just go home and fucking crash. So,
dude,
what
I've been doing. The high today in Knoxville, 95.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know if it made it there, but it had to be
feels
close.
Like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... as a fun little intro thing, Allie and I did trivia. Allie did 99% and basically was like, hey, you can do this. And so I'm going to completely take the little part that I did and wrap it into the...
Which is an audio, so...
It is, it works. So we did 90s cartoon trivia, and we were going to go through a couple of these today and get Larry to guess, because Larry hasn't seen or heard them.
Yep.
You guys can play along also. These are 90s cartoons.
I mean, it was posted on the group.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was.
No, I posted the halftime thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, these are audio clips. Okay. This wasn't posted.
Cool. Well, so see if you can name these. I'm going to start with this first one, and I'm just going to play a little bit of it since we already kind of dicked around with it just as a sound check. So see if you can name this. Oh.
Yeah, this was recess. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you said recess. We're trying to let them guess.
Oh, I thought you said I was guessing.
You are guessing, but I said we're going to play a little bit. Oh, so
okay.
That they,
so let's.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
Let's have you hold your guess till the whole clip plays.
There you go.
Yes.
Next.
All right. Let's try that. No, I'm just kidding. Here we go. Number two.
So good.
Some fat bass line. God, it sounds so good on the the headphones. So 90s cartoons. Gonna be, what's it gonna be?
Are you gonna stop it or? Okay.
We gave it like 30 seconds.
Okay.
Honestly, I was kind of jamming. Thanks for taking me out, bro.
I didn't know like how long you were going to play it.
I'm kidding.
Shit, that one, I don't know.
You should be ashamed. What about, it's log.
What about, you idiot.
Oh, Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Number three.
1, 2, 3, yeah. Baby.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. I don't know it.
Nothing?
The main character is talking through it.
He's talking. Oh, mama.
Oh, Johnny Bravo.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, here we go. This one was very difficult.
La, 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 la. This is my stop. Got to get off.
Is this Daria?
Oh! Damn, I don't have the... I'll get the stuff ready. But you're supposed to hold off till the
end. Okay, he couldn't resist that.
Yeah.
He's like, I know it!
The most difficult one I got, really.
Well, I mean, I thought that was difficult because...
No, I'm just saying, for me.
Okay, gotcha. I gotcha.
Gotcha.
All right, let it run.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously we're not going to respond.
Okay.
When it stops, you respond.
Okay, I gotcha.
All right, here we go. You probably know this.
I wanna be the very
I got it. Yeah.
No one ever was.
And one of the mats is listening and screaming.
If anybody got this one wrong, it's Pokemon, by the way.
There you go.
If anybody got it wrong at trivia, fucking hate you already.
You don't realize. Well, actually, everybody did pretty well. I think on the sound stuff.
I think so.
Yeah. All right, here we go. This was the one that I was like, this is kind of a gimme. 3, 2, 1.
I already got it. Yeah.
I'm just going to give it like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And just to correct my grammar, I already have it.
Oh.
I feel like if they either know it or don't by now.
Yeah.
All right.
King of the Hill.
There you go, man. All right. You name this one, and you can leave with the rest of those Kolsch mangoes.
Oh, shit. Okay.
No fucking way. That's it.
90s.
It's difficult. It's very difficult. I watched a lot of this.
What channel is it on?
Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was also one of these, I think it was like one of those 15-minute shows that it was like they would stack a couple of them together. But anyway.
I don't know, man. What is it?
Cow and Chicken.
Cow and Chicken.
Do you remember seeing that? Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, I know that people watch this. It was not just me. But
holy hell, no. I never really paid attention to their theme song. So
yeah. All right. Here we go. Last one. Your hint. Everyone's hint. Disney.
Sometimes some crimes goes the bin through
right?
The cracks, but these two dumb shoes are picking up the slack.
Whoa. Daniel is mouthing all the words.
I don't know it. No.
Cut it off just right, didn't I? Chip and Dale, Rescue Rangers.
I don't think I ever watched that one. No.
So that was the Disney afternoon stuff. That's all I got. Hope you guys fared just as well, if not better, than Larry. Because actually, Larry did pretty fucking well. What, like 6 out of 8? Yeah, 6 out. No, yeah.
Because he got Johnny Bravo. I also got hints, though.
It's true. Well, hell, they got hints.
Yeah, but people at trivia didn't.
True.
Yeah.
But, all right, that's all I got in regards to that. I'd say it's high time that we move into the episode.
I just got sent a wonderful thing I would like to kick us off with.
All right.
Did you guys ever play wall ball growing up?
I didn't.
Is that where you throw the ball into the wall and try to catch it?
Yeah, but it has to hit the pavement first, and if you catch it before, you played wall ball.
Isn't that basically what? Just cricket? Not cricket.
Pickleball?
Squash.
I have no idea.
Yeah, because like you have rackets.
It says sometimes it resembles racquetball and baseball.
Racquetball.
This doesn't have rackets. This is just hand and a ball.
Squash is where like you have two players
in
a room. And then, like, you yeet the fucking ball at the wall.
No,
and
that's racquetball.
Off.
That's
racquetball.
Yeah.
Okay.
We played that.
What the fuck is squash?
It can only, I know racquetball can only, the ball can only hit the ground once after it comes off the
floor. Like tennis or whatever.
Yeah. So.
I don't know anything about squash. Anyway. Wall ball is also called butts up.
Butts up.
And Wiki has a whole section of other alternative names for butts up. Spread eagle, A-ball, A-hole, asses up, assies rehab and tea, ass reckoner, ass wrecker, suey, Bolivar Shag Nasty's revenge.
That's the title of my porno.
No, I can't write these down quick enough for show titles.
Balls deep, ballsies, bear trap, burn, blackjack, blue gooch. Booties up, brandings, buju gay, buns up, burn ball, burn, butt ball, buttock blocker, chance, Chinese suicides, that sounds racist, electric booty, error, fire in the bum, fireball, fumble, glimpner, jetters, Kirby, limo, murder ball, no fear, off the wall, peanut butter, pee-peed. Peg, red ace, red ass, red bum, red butt, red out, rosies, rump rounders, sky blue, slaughterhouse, spread, sting, stitch, suicide, kill, and wall ball.
You have made my night.
Right? Like, my friend just sent that while you were playing the things, and I was like, oh, I'm reading this.
What the fuck?
Holy shit.
I don't know what just happened.
I kind of do, but I vomited a little bit in my throat midway.
If you would like more content like this, please subscribe to the newsletter. It's tetherradio.substack.com. Thank you.
There you go.
Anyway.
Wow. Honestly, I don't even know how to move on from that.
Sorry.
Speaking of balls, let's talk about chest balls.
Yeah.
Chest balls, meaning titty.
Oh, okay. I was real confused.
Chest. I thought you were talking. I thought you said chess. No. I didn't hear the T.
Chess balls.
Okay, done.
Man, I don't know. Daniel, I'm pretty sure that you've worked in the Yeah, because you were a tech once, right? A fucking yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm cutting us off in a bad place, but Megan did say she needed to do nap or bedtime, and it was like while we were still doing the songs, and I forgot.
So all right.
Chess balls. So maybe, yeah, I think we've all three been in a profession where we had to take money from customers.
Yep.
And I don't know about you, but the most irritating part of that experience for me was not only dealing with them, but also when I get handed fucking titty money.
Ooh.
Like sweaty titty money. Have you ever had to deal with that?
I'm not going to lie.
Yep.
I don't think that I've gotten sweaty titty money.
You've never gotten sweaty titty money?
No, and you know
what's be nice.
No, but you know what's really interesting is, I mean, hell, I worked at a bar and I don't remember. It might have ended up in like the tip jar. Because honestly, most of the time people
Excuse me. Tit jar.
You don't realize how nasty fucking money is.
Oh, no, no. Yes, I do. It's, dude, yes.
But,
yes.
But please. Man,
but please, what tell gets, me what gets me
about What gets me about this story is what kind of business it happened in. So, I don't know if you guys have opened the article. Allie might have already.
I haven't.
But nope. Guess what kind of establishment this happened in?
Sweaty money. Mm-hmm.
A dollar store.
So let me give you the title of it. If it will scroll up.
Well, I'm looking at the title.
Shop tells customer to stop paying with sweaty cash stored in bras during heat wave.
I would think like a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I would probably go with that.
Yeah. Or a like 7-Eleven? A convenience store.
Sure.
Generic convenience store.
Bodega.
Yeah. Hey, man.
So. No.
I like three weeds.
No.
God.
With my titty money.
A businessman is taking a stand against unorthodox cash carrying habits as the scorching weather continues.
All right.
Bedding salesman, as in he sells mattresses and beds.
Paying cash for a mattress? Is it a used mattress? You should count on getting titty money.
There's only a 25% chance that it's going to have bed bugs.
First of all, I already think that mattress stores are fucking...
They are. They absolutely are.
Yeah.
They're fronts.
Yeah, they're fronts. You don't need mattress firms.
Nobody's in it ever. No. And they're always like lumped together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's stupid. All right. So Michael Flynn name. Better known as Mattress Mike.
Now, is he called that because of his profession or because of his hobbies?
I don't know. So he issued this notice on Facebook. He put up a sign also at the front of his store that says, "No bra money. Due to the increasing temperatures and for our own personal safety, we will not be accepting bra money. Sorry for any inconvenience."
What?
So
how does it happen that often in a fucking bedding store?
Apparently, let's go to Mattress Mike and hear about it.
Apparently, a lot. Okay,
jeez,
so
dude,
Mattress Mike said, "Due to the soaring heat we wave across Dublin, an ongoing safe trend with social distancing, we would urge all customers not to pay us from their bras and keep your euro notes in your purse, handbags at all times. Yours, Mattress Mike." The customer seemed to take it well, although one baffled woman asked, "Sure, who'd be wearing a bra in this weather?"
Yes. Even better. Wait, but time out. So do you put them between them? Like, where do you stash them?
Yeah, just like in there. Dude,
if your shirt's snug enough. Oh, you're saying without a bra? If your shirt's snug enough. They would just
okay.
Stay.
Okay, that makes sense.
Or if your boobs are saggy enough, just tuck them under.
Ooh,
right? Yeah, do the old like, tuck and snug.
Tuck and snug.
Some customers are taking it well. Others are not. Others disagree, writing, "Personal safety. That's hilariously ridiculous. What do you think the euro notes are going to do to you? Jump up and bite you on the neck? no, dude, I don't want salmonella from your crusty titties.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man?
God, I can't write down show titles fast enough. Crusty titties, mattress Mike.
Another commented, are you serious, you clown? You don't want to take my money at all? The third added, it's all money in the end. At the end of the day, I don't think you care that that much as long as you're making an enormous profit. First of all, sir, this is a mattress store.
Sir, how much profit do you think Mattress Mike makes?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a nickname.
How many mattresses do you have to sell for you to be called Mattress Mike?
But mattresses are not cheap.
I know, but still, like,
are people paying with them in singles?
I don't feel like a mattress salesman on commission is a good living.
No.
Dude, no.
No, you're a drug dealer.
Yeah.
You just happen to show up once a week to fill a 4-hour shift.
You have that job for your parole officer.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the only reason you have that job.
100%.
Dude. Excuse me. Are we not discussing the picture of Mattress Mike?
Okay, yeah, oh,
this
guy.
You guys are just leaving on the table.
Okay, now so I have to open it.
This guy looks.
Oh, my God.
Looks, there will be a picture in the newsletter.
So remember back in Back to the Future?
So, yes.
So when the doctor gets shocked by the lightning, yeah, that's him right here.
Yeah. Oh my God, this man.
Get a haircut, man.
And get a real job.
No, he launders money. What the fuck?
No, this dude, pinstripe suit.
Yeah, if you were to ask him,
hair oil or something.
Do anything.
If you were to ask him what he does for a living, and he says I sell mattresses, you'd be like, yeah.
Checks out.
Yeah, 100%.
And what's your name? Mattress. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That checks out. Yeah.
It's like two notches below a used car salesman.
This guy. I just don't understand. Like, so. Okay. So this is my thought pattern in life. I see a sign. I read like, hey, this is not allowed. Mm-hmm. And I think to myself, wow, that's really stupid. But
What happened
to require someone putting a fucking sign up that is telling people that it's like, it's happened enough that it's like...
Yeah.
Like... I told you I had a mini hair straightener because my hair is short.
Yeah.
And there was a thing on it to like not hand it to babies. There was also a thing to not straighten your eyelashes with it.
I'm surprised you didn't say pubes.
Wait, what?
That's probably a
thing. Quick question.
Quick tangent.
Would you ever grow your pubes out long enough and get a perm on your pubes?
I am going
like to say pubes.
Pubes don't grow that long.
But
yeah, they can. Have you seen 80s bushes?
Wait, are pubes not naturally curly?
I mean, they can be.
On most people, yeah.
They can't.
So instead of a perm, what about straighten them? Would you ever straighten your pubes?
No, but that's my point. Is like, do I want my fucking junk to look like a fucking beetle?
Do I want my hip beard to hang down to my toes?
You could give it an emo swoopy bang, right?
I would shave one side and swoop it
over.
By
the way, hip beard show title.
Hip beard. Too many show titles.
And we're only like, I don't know, 40 minutes in.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, okay, first of all, hit us up if you've ever strayed your pubes.
Your pibs.
No, like, honestly, I let Megan straighten my hair when it was, like, really long.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked basically like a pedophile. So I mean, I didn't
look
do
like
that.
That now. So what's the difference?
No,
I'm
honestly,
coming up hot, dude. Most of the women
over at the like trampoline park probably think I am. I'm just like over there jumping to get my steps in.
I would kill to go back 10 years and hear us hearing ourselves talk about the trampoline park, and we'd be like, "Did this bitch say trampoline park?
It's all park dude, with trampolines.
Trampoline park?
No, dude. This is my life. There are a lot of." Okay, I'll actually pose this as a question, because the answer is yes for me, and I'm not even asking a yes or no question. Did you guys ever think about the future and be like, I might be where I am now as a high schooler kind of thing? That it's like, no, oh, I never. Can picture myself in this scenario kind of thing.
No, I'm so clumsy and have such bad luck that I don't mean this as like a terrible thing, but like I never thought I would make it to be this old. I thought really? I would just die some weird fucking death. Like, so, I would Mr. Magoo myself off a cliff by accident because I wasn't paying attention or something. Like, I just thought that.
My brother and I actually made a pact that if we...
You can't marry your brother.
If one of us wasn't married and had something going for us by the age of 30, going by, for one of us...
Yeah.
Then we'd just fucking take a car and drive it off a cliff.
Oh!
Oh, wow. You had a suicide pact?
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, man.
That's pretty cool.
We don't fuck around.
Good for y'all. I am glad it didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got married.
Oh. And then that's a suicide pact right there, buddy.
And then my brother got married. Hey. And then I had a kid.
Oh,
so it was like, suicide's off the table.
Anyway, I know we joke about suicide, but suicide's a real epidemic.
Yeah,
so
please don't do it. It's not funny.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
True. We joke because it's stupid to fucking do it.
Anyway, who's next?
Hell, I've. You know what? I'll take next.
All right.
Because I was just talking about looking into the future. Well, how about I talk to you all about a beautiful little article served up from my lovely wife.
You gotta say it
right.
Time
travel. Who?
You gotta say it right.
My wife.
There you go. I don't know why you don't have a button for that already. Mm-hmm.
I know. So, actually, I think that I looked for a clean sample of that.
Yeah.
And it's really, it's, there's no part in it.
It takes 2 seconds to sit in here and just record one.
Oh, of me saying it. I was going to say it.
Yeah, no, I was talking about Borat. Yeah.
No, you say it.
Okay,
no.
Yeah, I can do that.
He can just simply say it.
Yeah, or I can say, my wife. Here, let me hit this button, my wife.
There you go. Perfect.
It just broke the fourth
now
wall
we got it.
Again.
Time traveler from the year 5000 claims to have photographic proof of
we don't
apocalypse.
Give a fuck? Okay, so first of all, I'm going to let you get to your article.
No, you're not.
Second of
all, I know you.
Who the fuck gives a shit about the year 5000? Like, I don't. I'm not going
to
be there.
No, he's from there, and he's just, like, coming back to, like, let us know what's up.
Okay, so we're talking about the show Travelers now?
I've never seen that, so I don't know, maybe.
Man, I was thinking that was the Jonas Brothers song, but that's the year 3000, and now I'm sad.
In the year 2525, and that's, like, super old, but anyway.
So what does this guy have to say?
So this guy, yeah, I know, right? Where are the crickets? Where's the crickets soundboard?
Did you miss me?
A man claiming to be a time to... Yes, I missed all of your... anyway. A man claiming to be a, quote, time traveler from the year 5000 says entire cities will be underwater because of climate change, and he has photographic evidence.
That checks out.
So this is my thing. Okay. Climate change? All right. Mm-hmm. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Mm-hmm. Don't come at me... with this, like, time traveling shit
also,
as your evidence.
You brought a photo back from 3,000 years
yeah.
ahead?
Yeah.
No.
And it's on a Polaroid?
What is it, a Polaroid? Yeah, no.
So, no, this, I'm pretty sure this was printed
Why'd
in a
fucking
CVS.
Why'd they blur his face out?
No. Stop reading ahead, you thunder-stealing
I'm
a-hole.
I'm not reading ahead, I'm looking at the images.
No, well, see, this is the thing.
Okay.
There's an interview with him that they blurred his face and interviewed him with a lie detector connected.
Well, you can't have the time police coming after him.
Well,
have you watched Loki?
So my question is, do you guys want to embark on that?
Yeah, let's get into this.
Okay, here. All right. Holy shit, where did it go?
Oh, no.
Now the video's gone. I hate this. Megan sends me these mirror articles, and they're great.
Dude, I'm telling you, we keep the mirror alive.
I've got one open for the next thing.
Are you sure? Oh, here we go. No.
Because the mirror reports better on the U.S. Than anything in the U.S. does.
Mirror UK, sponsor us, maybe?
Mira, like, please come at us.
Can we be correspondents for you? Because
you,
I mean,
sell enough ad space. Throw us on there.
I know, right? Fucking A.
All right, let me see if I can. Dude, okay, so this is what's annoying about trash websites.
Dude, I have mine pulled up in reader view because you can't see it for the ads.
And I watched this video. I reloaded the page. Can't find the video now.
Gone.
So, don't really know what to do now other than I can go through
I'll play
some
it for
stuff.
You. You want me to play it for you?
Oh, do you actually have it?
Yeah.
Okay, here.
All right, here it goes.
Wait, here. Just connect.
All right.
Oh, this is better than amateur hour.
Yeah. All
right. Oh, don't worry. Stick with us.
All right,
oh,
turn me up.
Okay, here we go. You might have to fuck with your audio on the audio output.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. We're doing it live!
We're doing it live!
Fuck it!
God, right. That's such a good fucking...
So good. He's so mad.
Maybe that's what we need.
We need that on the soundboard. We do.
We're doing it live.
Yeah, we're doing it live. We're doing fucking live.
Also, we need turn the freaking frogs gay.
Jeez.
All right.
Any Alex Jones is just fucking amazing.
First was O'Reilly, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
Okay.
And then somebody was yelling about the hammering.
Entrances to your home.
Are you sure this was it?
And secure all possible entrances to your
is this
home.
It?
No. So it's like a three and a half minute video. Yeah. I see. I'm getting served up the same thing.
Oh, is this not it then?
Nah. I'm gonna go ahead.
Well, this is what happens when you do it live.
I know.
This is what happens when you try to do anything on the mirror.
It is a trash website. It is a trash website.
Oh God, the sweaty cash was from Mirror too.
Yeah.
Are we just doing a whole episode of Mirror?
Damn it.
Black Mirror.
All right. Well, anyway, I burned enough time. We did what we could.
Yeah.
Which is annoying because basically it's this dude that is definitely a ginger. You can tell that he looks like he's got a bowl cut. He's hooked up and he's like, my name is, and they fucked with his voice to try to change that. What was his name? I don't even fucking remember.
Good for him.
Edward.
But he's like, my name's Edward, blah, blah, blah.
Snowden.
And he's like, I'm from the year 2045. Yes, I know it says 5,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he went to the future and then came back.
Sure.
Of course.
A lot of bouncing around.
He's just, you know.
And
he's like, I'm definitely from the future, and basically, I have a chip in my hand. The swelling has gone down a lot, as you can tell, because my body rejected the chip that was put in my hand.
Oh, my God.
And, like, dude, it's worth looking up. Look up, for all the listeners out there, it is a Mirror article. It literally, look up Time Traveler. It's so stupid and ridiculous that it's really fun to watch. So if you're looking for something to just waste your time, look no further. So I think that's about all I got because, honestly, I figured you guys would want to hear it, and so I was thinking that was going to be the gist. Damn. Missed the mark. Where are we going to go from here?
Man, I've just realized everything I have is heavy, so I'm just going to barely cover this.
Okay.
Also, it's not the Mirror. I'm so sorry. It's Daily Mail, which is the same. It's the same.
Yeah, you're right.
There was a guy in Texas who opened fire at a late night gathering and killed somebody, and he got stoned to death.
With literal stones.
Literally, people stoned him to death with stones.
God.
There were, I believe, some landscaping bricks.
See, to bring some levity to this, I was like, oh my God, then he whipped out like a fat blunt, and he was just like,
got severely weeded up.
The first question I asked whenever I heard about this article was, where'd they find that many fucking stones just randomly?
There was a nearby pile of landscaping bricks.
I feel like there's like nearby piles of landscaping bricks lately, just popping up everywhere.
He was apparently at a house party. He got upset and he left Sunday night. He came back with a gun and opened fire in the backyard. And then he fled and partygoers chased him down and threw rocks at him till he died. Which I'm not condoning.
Where
but
is
like,
this?
Texas.
Huh. Sounds right in Texas.
I mean, yeah.
Like, well, I'm honestly surprised somebody wasn't just like, nobody has a gun. We're in Texas.
That is
Wait,
true.
The group caught up with him and started throwing bricks at him, and then he opened fire again.
What?
Well, I mean, honestly, you don't bring a gun to a
rock
brick
fight.
He still lost.
That's so true. He had a gun. He opened fire. And then
he fled and people chased him and threw rocks at him.
Fucking
or bricks.
Texas,
but
man.
time out. Okay, put yourself in his shoes. If people are throwing shit at you, would you not shoot at them?
I would simply not have opened fire on a group.
So you've already done that. That you've already fucked up the first time.
I'm already having a hard time relating to this guy.
Well, no, but you know, let's for suspension of disbelief.
Sure. I mean, I have a gun in my hand. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. But at the same time, I'm surprised he lost.
I know.
That's ridiculous, to be honest.
It's insane. There's not like a whole lot of detail. They hadn't named the guy's name or anything yet, but like, what the fuck?
That is just, what are we living in, like the fucking
Flintstone age?
Yeah. What?
This guy time traveled to the past and fucked around and found out.
No, he traveled to
the issue was there weren't any tridents around.
What is this, Salem witch trials? Like, what the fuck? Anyway, speaking from one idiot to another.
Oh,
we're going to Russia. We haven't been to Russia in a while.
Yes.
I don't think we've ever gone to Russia.
Speak for yourself, comrade.
Oh, we have? Okay. This story comes to you from Odie, because Odie is just as reliable, but the website works better than the mayor.
Sure.
Russian man sentenced to prison for, guess?
Fucking a bear.
Nope. Tormenting neighbors with horse noises.
That's what I said.
Rough translation. No, that was, I believe she was speaking Russian.
Yeah.
Fucking a bear translates to.
So basically, to sum this article up, it just basically goes, you know, we've all had those noisy neighbors. And at one point it says, maybe they don't, you know, mow their lawn. They might just be over friendly. Yeah. We all hate over friendly neighbors. I don't think I've ever spoken to like one neighbor since I lived in Tennessee that I've had.
Okay, so in this neighborhood, like, well,
your neighbors have spoken to me,
Finn. Oh my gosh,
to your neighbors.
That's because your car is. Your car is louder than the average car. That is literally it.
I'm on Daniel's fucking homeowners association.
Yeah, they're like, hey man, there's this dark skin. There's this dark skinned brother that's driving around this loud ass car. No, of course not.
He seems like trouble.
Yeah. He's either hawking something or he's casing joints. I don't know what he's doing.
I am
but
only
I don't
going
like
to
it.
Refer to these men by first name simply because I cannot pronounce their last name.
Sure.
So a Russian court served Yuri, a 46-year-old man, 3.5 years in prison for disturbing his neighbors. Now, you might think that this is a little bit too much for, you know, disturbing your neighbors, but hear me out. What happened? For nearly 2 years.
2 years?
2 years.
How long is this sentence?
3.5.
I'm already saying it's fair.
Yeah, it needed to at least be 2.5.
So for only, two fiscal Russian years.
It's fiscal Russian. Yeah.
So Yuri has been practically torturing his neighbors with his behavior. He started out with playing loud music into the night, but as time went on, his antics got increasingly outlandish. By the end of his reign of terror, Yuri would make or play sounds of horses every 2 hours throughout the night. He would keep his neighbors from getting a wink of sleep for the end of the for days on end.
That's legit terrorism shit.
Yeah,
but really is.
But my question—that's
like, psychological terrorism.
It is, but. Why?
Well,
did he have beef?
I don't know.
Sounded like he had a horse.
There's kind of a tragic there's kind of a tragic reason behind why he did it. I don't know.
Okay.
So according to his neighbors,
he's crazy.
Yuri had been living with his wife who left him in 2018. Getting dumped was clearly not good for him or his mental state. Soon after, he started his nightly noise making. Initially, he would blare classic music from his stereo system into the wee hours of the morning. Gradually, his taste in music got listen to this. Gradually, so he started with classic music, right? Classical sure. music. And then he graduated all the way up to Rammstein.
Du hast, man.
So he ended up graduating over to Rammstein. His neighbors might have felt sorry for him at first, but their sympathy soon ran out. First, they tried telling Yuri to turn down his music at night, but of course that didn't work. It seemed just to aggravate him and he would just make it louder.
Yeah.
At that point in time. So one of the neighbors was quoted as saying, he did eventually stop playing the music. Damn, why does this article keep scrolling up?
Yeah.
He did eventually stop playing the music. It wasn't much of a relief, though, since that point, Yuri started banging on furniture and playing sounds of horses neighing. I listen to music and horse sounds in my apartment. I also knock on the walls at night. I'll keep doing so, and I don't care if someone doesn't like it, Yuri said.
We covered a man that was fucking horses last week.
Mm-hmm. Are we sure
his name is not Yuri?
If he's in Russia, there's a 30% chance his name is Yuri.
I mean,
did you read about Dyatlov Pass? Oh, there were like three Yuris out of nine dudes.
He got over 80 complaints.
Sure.
And over the period, Yuri terrorized his neighbors. He received only 3 citations starting in 2019. A court also fined him 5,000 rubles, which is about $67, which he promptly neglected to pay. And finally, in December of 2019, the court heard the pleas of the neighbors, and they ordered him they subpoenaed him and placed him under arrest. So,
gee, I mean,
yeah.
This dude just sound. I first of all, I'm surprised they let it go this long, but we're also talking about Russia.
That they didn't mention if he was drunk or not really surprises me.
I mean, this dude just sounds like he's a break.
He's Russian. He's drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else do you do?
It's cold and you're drunk. That's your existence.
I'm Russian to get drunk.
Oh, there you go. Hey. I mean, this dude just sounds like he had a break.
His wife left him,
and he just went. he just went bad shit.
Oh fuck! Okay.
Holy moly! Well, let me talk to you all about something.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel about social media?
I mean, I use it.
Okay.
I use Facebook that much. I creep on Facebook.
I'm a big fan, and yet again telling you that it's what you make of it. And if you follow good shit, it's a good
time. I would agree, but I also think that you have a lot more, like...
I put more effort into curating it.
Well, insight and willpower kind of thing. And I'm not kidding.
Did I spend 20 minutes reporting Trumpers on TikTok last night? Yes.
What?
Okay. So what?
People, like... asking for like an anti-vax like rise up. I was like, oh, tap 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 report.
But
I was fine. I'm like, well, I can see this from TikTok for reporting aliens.
You didn't have anything better to do.
No, they were misinformation and needed to be reported as such.
But this is the thing. That's how I feel like it should be used.
Yeah.
Because it's like, let the users decide what it needs to fucking be.
Sort of.
But it could
go both ways.
Well, okay. So we're talking about this, and then we're talking about
that.
The opposite of that.
Yeah.
So that it's like, you know, I mean, like, neither's right. It's just, it is. So, but that's not what we're talking about at all. Facebook says it's moving forward with Instagram for kids.
Big thoughts.
Despite backlash.
pretty sure there's a lot of rules about you have to be like 13 and up to have any sort of like your information posted online at all.
You have to be 13 to order a pizza. And I just found this out today, and I'm definitely down for y'all's thoughts.
Okay.
Facebook Messenger. Mm-hmm. Do you know the target age for Facebook Messenger? The range?
9 to 13.
6 to 12.
I was close.
No, no. The fact that your jaws aren't dropping and it's audible on the fucking mic.
I'm scowling. Let the record show I'm scowling.
Time out. 6 to 12. We are talking about kindergartners to sixth graders.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, no. I'm sorry. Yeah, 12. Sixth grader. Rough.
Yeah.
Roughly.
it is rough being sixth grader.
Fuck. Middle school was fucking rough. I'll tell you that much. But... This should be illegal, period. The fact that you can even have documents out there stating that this is your target market is, fuck you. If your target market is less than 18, fuck yourself.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's up to the parents to police it. Like, you shouldn't
I'm not disagreeing.
You shouldn't allow your kids at a certain age.
I'm not disagreeing. I completely agree with you. I'm saying when the companies come out and say, our product is specifically made for someone under the age of 18.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
It's supremely fucked up.
It's like Pornhub saying, our target audience are, you know, blooming teenage boys.
Yeah. You know? Okay. Anyway, let's get into it.
Okay.
Facebook on Tuesday reaffirmed its intention to build an Instagram for kids under 13, despite pressure from lawmakers to back down on the plan, while simultaneously announcing new updates to address concerns about the safety of younger users on its platform. So their biggest thing was, hey, we know that we have people out there that want to get on Instagram, mm-hmm. and we don't want them to sign up for a normal Instagram account because you have to be 13 or older.
The fact that it's already 13 just
is disgusting to me. But
man, I grew up on AOL Instant Messenger though. Like when I was in like high school. Middle school and high school.
But did we know much about the internet at that point?
No, it was the fucking Wild West, and I should not have been on the internet
at large.
Did
you see lots of images, which is what the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like... Okay. No, sure,
but... it was probably pixelated dicks. No, just kidding.
But realistically...
That and rotten.com.
You want to... But you want to be able to have, like, social media and talk to your friends and see your friends' stuff and... follow JoJo Siwa or whoever celebrity you think is cool, you know, like.
But so they're still just gonna lie to get onto the fucking. Okay,
well, I hope.
But if that puts the onus on the parent and child, and not on the website. If the website's like, you have to be 13.
No. The onus is always on the parent. No. Period.
Sure, sure,
period.
Sure.
Period. Yeah, fucking hard stop.
Yeah. I would like to chime in on this.
Well, real quick, let me wrap. Yeah, if you are allowing your child, and I know that I'm going to have to be dealing with this. Mm-hmm. You're already dealing with this. Like my child, I will make my child, I will make him my fucking, or he will, I'm sorry, I will be his number one enemy.
Sure.
If it means keeping him off of this bullshit.
I think having...
And I have no issue doing
that. I think having a lot of, like, parental, like, blocks and stuff in place is awesome. I think that's very useful.
Which is what I was about to say, because... Yeah. My son has Messenger Kids, which is just like Facebook Messenger, but for kids.
Yeah.
The thing that they do, though, is that you have to have an adult log in. Like, so it's connected to my Facebook account.
Okay.
I get regular updates of his activity.
Okay.
I also get updates of when he blocks people, and I can only add them. And,
that's
really good. It has a specific keyword that gets sent to the other child's parent in order to be added. So I have to tell the other parent what his keyword is in order to add him.
Okay.
Right. And also if he sends any kind of attachments, mm-hmm. I have to approve him first.
What is his keyword and why is it ass wrecker?
So, like, anytime he tries to send...
Show title. No, just kidding.
Anytime he tries to send an attachment in a message, I get alerted. Anytime that he blocks someone, I get alerted. He cannot block me. Like, that's the thing.
I would assume that's worked in.
Yeah, but the thing is, when it says here for 13-year-olds... I also created him because he has an iPhone, so I created him an iCloud account and it has the child one, mm-hmm. right? But in order for you to create a child iCloud account, you have to have the adult's iCloud account and password.
Okay.
So it's controlled by the adult's account. It's just created for the child for their use, and you do have restrictions on it.
So overall... Has it been a positive experience?
I have not had any issues.
Really?
Yeah, because I have full visibility over everything, and I control everything. He is not allowed to control anything on it. Just like if you were to log in to like a work computer and try to download something, it asks for administrative password.
Sure.
You don't have administrative rights.
You're like, I'm just trying to delete the shortcut off my desktop that I never use.
Right. Internet Explorer.
No, Edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you do have a lot of visibility, and I think that's a little bit, you know, on the safe side of it, but
I think that sounds like it's really well designed to me.
Yeah. At the same time, though, it sounds
pretty well thought out.
At the same time, they're still collecting data.
Sure.
Well, and still collecting data. Yeah.
So
and that was one of the other things that they were talking about, that they the ways that they were allowed to serve up ads had kind of been pared back. I believe that they were talking about how the only way that they could serve up ads were maybe like the child age, gender, and location kind mm-hmm. of thing. Anything past that was off the...
Well, it's the same thing with YouTube Kids. Like, it's really hard to monetize kids' videos on YouTube mm-hmm. because you're on this very fine line that if you advertise it towards kids, it's only put on YouTube Kids if it meets the parameters.
Sure, sure.
If you don't
when I used to upload our shit, it's like, are you making children's content? And I'm like, fuck no, I'm not. Holy shit, do not give our shit to children.
And it's hard to monetize on that.
Yeah.
So, you know, companies, especially advertisers, are going to have to be held to the standard, just like YouTube holds their creators to standards on YouTube Kids.
Yeah.
That if you violate those rights or those standards, I'm sorry, then you're going to be put on the regular YouTube channels, but it's not going to gather the attention that you're aiming for.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, and honestly, it seems like they're doing a decent job of it. I just know how all of that, and I'm thinking specifically not Messenger, because I'm assuming that Messenger is mainly messages. Right?
Yeah.
Is it not?
Yeah, it's very locked down.
It's just
like you said, I mean, I'd say that your kid's not going to be like sending a bunch of attachments, photos, whatever, that it's like, oh, I got to get my dad to approve this. So it's going to be a lot of texting, basically, via that. Mm-hmm. Instagram is not focused on messaging.
And the part that worries me about Instagram is who do adults, like, outside of your child have access to photos that they post?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, is they specifically said in this article, and this makes me feel not super great. Adam Mosseri, who was the head of Instagram, was quoted as saying, "It leaked before we were ready to talk about it, so we don't have a lot of answers yet. But it is definitely something that we're working on, because it's something I personally believe will be a much healthier, safer place." Mm-hmm. And I read that as, you don't have a fucking canned answer at this point. Mm-hmm.
Corporate has not approved our answer
yet. Thank you.
Also, an adult is smart enough to go around any kind of preventative measure.
Yeah.
So if you have to have a kid's account to view a kid's yes. profile.
Yeah. There's you nothing can, stopping there's a nothing creep stopping from making you a kid
from
account.
Making your well, kids a kid.
And yeah. not even that, man. I'm thinking about the effect. Okay. As adults, we know that we are dealing with an absolute pandemic of fucking mental health issues in the United States that, sure. in my opinion, a lot of that was brought on by social media and the fact that we're trying to appeal to millions, or not even millions, hundreds of people, you know, mm-hmm. in our little friend groups and stuff. And how many likes did I get today? And like, and I'm not saying yeah. us in this
but
group.
But you can't help but feel like it's yeah. some sort of game yes, where you're like,
exactly.
how many likes did I get?
Yeah.
Should I delete this?
Oh, my
this?
God.
Like,
I, yeah,
it's a thing.
I fucked up, yeah. you know? And, like, doing that, or I'm sorry, allowing children access to that, just like, God, I'm just like, go out and fucking play in the yard, dude. Like, blow bubbles or something.
It was so exhausting in middle school and high school.
Yes.
To try to be cool in front of your classmates just for the school hours.
Yes.
I cannot imagine having social media.
See, this is one thing. Yeah, that would suck.
It gives me angst reading about this.
This is one thing that I don't feel like I would have to worry about this much because my son already does not like having his photo taken. Mm-hmm. Nor does he like taking selfies. Like, no.
Yeah, yeah. But when also, you might just really now, a lot socially change too.
Yeah,
you know?
when you grow to be 13 years old, that sure. obviously yeah. might change.
But. Yeah.
And if all your friends are doing it, you're going to do it. Even though you hate doing it, you'll be like, I don't want to be the only one not posting a video reply when you guys are all sending me Snapchats. So it's a whole thing.
That's Snapchat. Is Snapchat really that big?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it, like, I keep reading about it, and I'm like, dude, I hadn't touched Snapchat, which, obviously, I don't have my finger on the pulse of fucking social media by any stretch. But, no, I just said that, Larry just, like, backed up in his chair, like, brother, I'm surprised you own a computer.
Oh, man, staying on the social media train.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, gentlemen, I want you to keep a close ear as to what I'm about to say, because if you're as dark-minded as I am, you will love this. TikTok star. TikTok star's
no. oh.
2.56-inch mouth gape earns Guinness World Record.
That doesn't sound that big.
It doesn't.
It doesn't sound that big.
But.
And then.
2.5 inches is like this big.
Well, I know what 3 inches. I know what 3 inches is because it hangs between my legs.
Yeah. I'm not talking about length. I'm talking about width. So it. This woman.
Dude, that was like 5 inches that you just held up.
In circumference?
Who knows circumference?
It's 2.5-inch circumference.
No. It's got to be That's got to be diameter.
Yeah, circumference.
Side to side. Circumference is around.
Let's see.
Okay.
A Connecticut-based TikTok star with an unusually large mouth was certified by the Guinness World Record.
Oh God, I've seen this girl.
As having the world's largest mouth gape.
She looks like the parents off Beetlejuice.
Yes, Samantha Ramsdale, 31, went viral multiple times on TikTok when she showed off the size of her mouth, leading to her seeking the world record.
Was somebody like using a blower?
I mean, she probably was.
No, I can't get the fucking. Here we go. I'm gonna have to load it, and I've got so many ad blockers and shit. I'm gonna have to load it in Safari.
Her local dentist office in South Norwalk, Connecticut, where her gape was measured at 2.56 inches.
Where her gape was measured. Thank you.
She's quoted as saying, "Being 31 and being able to get a record for something that really." I was so insecure about something that I wanted to keep so small.
I legit can't get this to load on Safari or anything, like the picture.
Well,
look like this.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, she's got to be, like, somebody's either got to have their pants down, like, farting in her mouth, or, oh, no, there you go.
It's great now because it's, like, one of the biggest and best things about
Julia Roberts, watch out.
She has she has 1.7 million followers and even has done duet videos with Isaac Johnson's, whose 4-inch gape earned him the male version of the record.
I feel like it's going to go over as well for a dude to have this.
Yeah.
As for her.
So, yeah,
well.
I'm assuming that the guys on her comment section are.
What that mouth do? And yeah. She just unhinges her jaw.
Frothing. What that mouth. Oh my God!
Put it back!
It's ridiculously. Weird. But.
What they say? What she, that mouth do? And then they realize their lower half of their body has been consumed by her fucking gaping mouth.
Dude, she has videos on TikTok where she's like putting an entire like Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich in her mouth all at once, and I'm just like, huh? Like just looking at it, like I can't.
But that's not even that's not attractive.
No, it's not at all attractive. It's but I think it's appealing to people that like stuff like Dr. Pimple Popper and yeah. shit. Like where you like can't look away and you're like, look it's what like, they're doing.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude. I mean there's not much to it. I just figured it'd be interesting to some people. So if you
some
holy
people.
Hell. all right, all right,
listen,
all right.
Listen. Mm-mm-mm. Don't look at me like that.
I found something light.
Okay. There you go.
A Georgia couple had a scare a couple weeks ago when the wife bent down to pick up what she thought was a piece of fuzz on the floor under their bed, and it was a snake.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, it was 18 snakes because it was a mama and her babies.
Yes.
Oh, no.
When's the last time you looked under your bed? Please pause the podcast.
And look now.
Go look under your bed. Use like the flashlight on your phone and just get a good look. Whoa.
Hold up.
Hmm? Do you have questions?
Yes. Do.
Huh?
Do. Hmm. Wait. Huh? Do people like.
Not look not under the beds?
Look under their bed?
No, dude, it's a forgotten, city down there.
No, I know it's like dirty as shit because I've dropped stuff on the floor and glanced under
like,
my bed.
Oh, this Jolly Rancher is ruined.
Yeah.
Like, I probably moved my bed.
Pubes and bagged hair all over.
I moved my bed to vacuum under it like every quarter, probably.
That's pretty good. Yeah, can't relate.
No. I'm saying. Like year,
yeah.
Every year,
yeah.
Like, dude, you're cleaner than I am.
Shit could be growing down there, man. Like, if you drop something,
dude. My wife came out to me today and said that she read something online about how she had read that like Asians don't stink or something like that. Don't have
false.
BO.
False.
And false. She hadn't worn like deodorant for a hot minute.
Stop.
And like. Yeah, and I was like, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I hadn't smelled her, but like, and I've been close enough to smell her.
Yeah.
But I'm also, I don't buy that at all.
I think different people have different body chemistry. Like,
yeah, but I still think that, like, if you go long, she was talking about days.
It's like that girl.
I'm not talking about, like, fucking, like,
day. Yeah, yeah.
She was talking about, like, 3 or 4 days kind of thing.
It's like that girl on that podcast that I was playing one day. And this
the
bitch,
shaving thing?
This bitch washes her hair once every 6 days.
That's pretty normal for a lot of women.
That's okay, not no, that
no,
weird.
No, but it gets worse.
Okay.
She washes her hair. She shampoos, conditions her hair, and then does a face, just simple face wash, and then jumps out of the shower. Every and 6 days.
That's her shower.
That's it. She showers once every 6 days.
Okay. So she's... Okay.
Also, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis had a whole thing this week about how they, like, rarely bathe themselves or their kids. Because it's, like, better for your skin.
I'm not going to lie. No. I do have really dry skin.
Sure.
And it's not
called
that...
It's called lotion.
What?
Moisturizer. Moisturizer.
Lotion.
Yes, I understand that. But my point is I don't get oily is my point.
Sure.
Like,
yeah, but that's dirty. Not an excuse not to wash your fucking
like, I sweat. Well, I sweat in my sleep. I need to
shower. You guys have both jumped to the conclusion that I'm about to tell you that I don't fucking bathe. I'm just saying that you've I have dry skin.
The smell is telling us, brother.
No.
You've admitted that your wife had had to tell you to go take a shower before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's in the winter. In the summer, and I was actually going to bring this up to you guys. I feel like when the temperature gets above 89, or I'm sorry, I guess 90 degrees, I need 2 showers a day.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I take a shower, and then I fucking sweat when I'm, like,
getting dressed or something. Yeah.
When I'm fucking eating. Yeah. When I'm doing the least of it. When I'm taking a dump and, like, in the fucking, like, small room, you know, the little powder room or whatever the fuck it's called. And I, like, pull the pocket door out, and I'm like, whew. I'm like, I've been sitting here for, like, 3 or 4 minutes, but, like, holy shit, I'm getting all, like, slidey on the seat and stuff, and, like, like...
Dude, I love taking a shower before I go to bed, but I almost always sweat in my sleep, and I need a shower in the morning.
Yeah.
So, there I am, twice a day.
Dude, it is, like, fucking...
Yeah, especially if I do much of anything through, like, the summer.
It's,
I need
the
a shower.
Summer in the South, dude, I can't imagine how people, like, stunk back in... I'm just gonna say back in the day.
Like, before, do you get used to it?
Yeah,
I would think just, if everybody stinks like shit, used to be nobody shit stinks flooding like
the
shit.
Streets. There used to be shit flooding the streets.
It's true. It's true.
So, yeah.
Last podcast on the left, into the West.
Right. So of course people stunk. Like you get this false. Okay, I'm going to go on a rant.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, you get this false perception of like these shows that. You look at them, you look at people, and you're like, oh, they're hot as fuck. I wish I could go back and like hook up with some old-time Victorian age.
You're like, no, there's no smell-o-vision.
Could you? It's like splitting a grilled cheese open. No, sir.
No. Oh. You don't do that. You don't do it. None. Once
you're welcome for that image, by the way.
The best part was, it fucking spoke volumes.
Hey, one last thing about the mouth gape.
Yeah.
The kid that she's done duets with is a kid. He is 14.
And he's got a 4-inch gape?
My dude. And braces.
Wow.
Jeez.
Oh, that makes the inside of my mouth hurt.
How let's see how big you can make it. Yeah, the whole microphone? You could fit that microphone.
Almost, maybe.
Your teeth get in the way. You gotta take your teeth out.
I can't take my fucking front teeth out.
Allie, let's see it.
No.
Okay, let's see.
No. I can put my fist in my mouth. I will not do it.
No! Oh, Patreon. If you want us to start a Patreon, Allie will put her fist in her mouth there as the first video.
I've always had a big mouth.
Really? How big's your mouth? Well, you got a bigger mic, though. Oh, that's...
It's all in the disguise, man. Like, little packages are disguised, apparently.
It's true.
Larry just took the puffy thing off his mic, and his mic is very small and sad.
And it was awesome because he could have totally fit that in.
That's why I didn't even try. I was like, totally.
I wouldn't have been that. I'd be like, yeah, I can do it. All right, so we're sitting at 125.
Oh, here's the thing. We got a decision to make.
Yeah.
Here
because
we go.
I do have a controversial thing to talk about, and I've been waiting like 2 weeks to speak about this. So I could talk about it now,
why don't we wrap with that and then do it untethered?
I vote we wrap.
Just wrap that.
I vote we wrap and then.
We've teased that for untethered.
There you go. All right,
That's what
I'm thinking. Is that cool?
Yeah, yeah.
You got time?
Wait, what?
We're all kinds of time.
No, we're gonna wrap the episode, We're gonna say, hey, yes. Larry's got some controversial shit that he wants to talk about.
Always, baby. Yeah. I always have. Controversial.
And then we can toss one or two with it for untethered.
Cool.
Is that cool?
All right.
All right. Well, as I'm sure that the listeners have already come to the conclusion of, we're gonna wrap. But if you come back on Thursday, And I promise you, I will fucking post it. Holy shit. My life was, I'm just going to like color July as a loss. But August, man, I'm coming back so hard.
I texted you and I was like, so untethered. And this was like at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Like, oh no. And I was like, yeah, I said, fuck it. And I'm just going to post it when I get to it. Kind of, cause I was like driving somewhere or something. Yeah. And I was just like, I remembered it in the car.
Well, anyway. If you weren't so OCD about the control, we could help you post shit, dude.
No, dude. Okay, time out.
Oh, not to sound super corporate, can we take this offline?
No, I have... What, you don't have the Podbean login?
No.
You have access to all of the Tether stuff.
We don't even know what all of
the
logins.
I don't have the logins to even the Instagram.
If you have access to the Google Drive, it is all saved.
My bad.
Like a boomer, there's a password document.
Oh, fuck,
dude. Time out.
We are exposed.
I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but kind of.
Anyway, this was all a joke, guys. It's a
you
bit.
Know what?
It's a bit.
Podcast is canceled.
All right, so listening to Thursday.
Yes.
Here's what I have for you.
All right.
I'm going to speak on feminist opinions on the draft.
Ooh, actually, Megan and I were talking about this a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, so... Obviously, Congress has spoken about the draft and including women in the draft.
Yes.
And I am going to cover how feminists have been reacting to it.
Okay.
And you see this big-ass smile on my face.
No, time out.
In this episode, Larry outs himself as not being a feminist.
I am. No. I am a feminist.
I am, too.
But I want to expose the people who only claim to be feminist. Like people who claim to be sovereign citizens.
Y'all are feminists in the way that Miracle Whip is mayonnaise.
Ooh.
And it is beautiful.
But I'm super interested.
Anyway, we teased it enough. Let's wrap.
All right, here we go. So this has been episode 160 of the Tether Radio podcast. Let me tell y'all where to send all of your stuff.
Wait.
And we want it all. What?
Were you going to put this chainmail vest on before you do that, or?
Oh.
Clank.
Well, I was actually going to ask you to put the nipple clamps on first.
Under or over the chainmail?
I mean, is he going to get stabbed with that, or?
Under, please.
By something other than a peg?
Oh, my God. Let us know what you guys thought about episode 160. You can send all that jazz to tetherradio@gmail.com. I was informed by my lovely wife, or my wife, that don't try to go to our website. I have not updated all of our social media stuff. We don't currently have a website because there's not really a purpose, because Allie puts together all of our notes and stuff in the Substack, newsletter stuff. So, anywho, so send any kind of, criticism, constructive criticism, preferably.
Larry, did you have a question?
Yes. Did you guys address, Will's email last week?
Oh,
yes. Because
Will, friend of the pod,
yeah.
No, emailed us.
And it was great.
Yes. Thursday night at 12:35 a.m.
He sent a response when I respond.
Did he? Okay, so yes. He emailed us just out of the blue, and the subject is, suck it. And the whole body says, suck all of it, please and thank you.
our response? We will take your suggestion to heart, Will.
So I saw him Friday and I was like, hey buddy, Gmail us? And he was like, I did not know I did until you guys replied.
And then he goes, at least I'm a polite drunk. So yes, we read the emails. Yes, we respond to
so
the
yes,
emails.
We will take this 4-inch gaped mouth and suck it all. And now my voice is recorded forever saying that. Fuck my life.
The and it's hypothetical editor that we have, I need you to isolate that, please.
So if you want to go down a different road, you can hit us up on Twitter at @tether_radio. We're on Zuck's Instagram at @tether_radio. Facebook, all one word. I don't really know what that, what our Facebook page actually, what that does.
I think it's kind of like a fan page kind of thing. Like,
okay. Well, I'll take your word for it.
I don't know.
I see something like, oh, you got 2 likes.
Yeah.
And that's about all we get. But anyway, that's cool. You got to start somewhere.
Because where the action is.
Yeah.
There's the private group that you're... great aunt can't see your activity in and be like, why did you comment what your stripper name is on, what that, is this?
Yeah, that's where I show off how to properly bleach and wax your asshole.
There you go. Yeah. And honestly, it is a, it's a video tutorial, yes, which is very interesting.
Yes, I also have an enema tutorial.
You can find all that. You can find all that shit, literally and figuratively, on Tether Radio After Dark, our Facebook group. We also have the Read with Tether book club Facebook group. We just wrapped up North American Lake Monsters.
It was weird.
And we've moved on to Red Rising by Pierce Brown.
Yes.
Have you started it?
No.
Okay. I'm about a quarter of the way through it. I've already read it. Yeah. I thought it was great. It is a dystopian future of, like, you know, looking into a caste system of people that someone from the lower caste rises to the higher caste through just a crazy way. So it's really good. It's super gnarly. It's not for the faint of heart because... there's a lot of not body horror. It's not body horror, but it's like there's some kind of gnarly stuff in it. So get ready.
It has almost 300,000 ratings on Goodreads and is averaging a 4.23 out of 5, which is big.
Yeah. So it really is a fantastic book and series, but the cool thing is you can read the first one and kind of put it up if you're not digging it. So we also have the Tether Radio newsletter that Allie puts out every week. She kills it. All the articles that we cover and some of the absolutely fucking asinine thumbnails and stuff end up in it. It's great. You can sign up for that at tetherradio.substack.com. You can also go to just like lurk and just check it out and see, you know, whatever, but... You should put your email address in there and hit submit because it'll come to you every week. We also have Tether Radio Untethered. It comes out every Thursday.
Most Thursdays.
Yeah.
When Daniel remembers.
Oh, my God.
No, when we record and Daniel remembers. When the moon aligns just exactly right. Oh,
my God. It has been terrible, and I apologize. It does come out on Thursday. When? Your guess is as good as mine. normally it's either going to be overflow episodes from the full podcast or the full episode podcast, or we're going to kind of focus on one thing. Most of the time lately, it's been overflow. So, anywho, this has been episode 160 of the Tether Radio Podcast. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And I'm your daddy, Larry, and I'm back, bitches.
No. Oh, my God. Stop spanking yourself. No. Fucking hey, dude.
Nobody clapped.
Larry, Jesus. Come on, dude. No.
Hey, man. You know, if you got them, enjoy them.
Clap them cheeks, brother. Anywho, we hope you guys have a fantastic weekend and... weekend. Jesus. Week. We're starting the... Yeah.
Head empty. No thoughts.
I know. I'm just going to finish with this.
See y'all on Thursday.
Bye.
Take it easy, friendos.